extremism is an asset. If you're extreme about the right thing, let's talk about it on this edition of Key Life.
That was Steve Brown, and this is Key Life, a program designed to get you home with freedom, joy, and faithfulness to Christ. Now get your Bible, and let's study together.
Thanks, Mike. I hope you had a great weekend, and I hope that your time of worship was as celebratory as my time of worship, and that your pastor's sermon was as excellent as my pastor's sermon. Listen, if you have your Bible, open it to Jeremiah. I think I told you last week we were finished with Jeremiah and going on to Lamentations. Actually, we're not, even when we go to Lamentations, finished with Jeremiah, but I decided that I kind of skipped through Jeremiah a little bit fast, and so I'm going to take a little bit more time, be a tour director, and take you to some of my favorite things in the book of Jeremiah. And I may do that for the next week or two. We looked at the historical setting of Jeremiah, the place where he spoke. We looked at who he was and some things about him. And by the way, we saw that chapters 40 through 45 give the only indication of life under exile, and it's very interesting for that reason. I gave you an outline, but it wasn't a very good one, and the reason I gave you a not good outline is because Jeremiah, and this is one of the reasons I identify with him, is simply not very organized. If this were anything but the Bible, the inerrant Word of God, revealed propositional truth, I would say Jeremiah needed an editor, but I'm not going to say that, because the letters you would send me, and I just couldn't deal with them. So he had an editor. It was the Holy Spirit, and I simply have to deal with the disorganization of the book of Jeremiah. We saw that Jeremiah was a messenger of judgment, and some of the things that he said were quite harsh. We saw that he was God's messenger of judgment, that he was God's weak messenger of judgment, that he was God's weak, unsuccessful messenger of judgment. I kind of identify there, too. Jeremiah is God's weak, unsuccessful, persecuted messenger of judgment. We were expanding the sentence as we studied him. We saw God's weak, unsuccessful, persecuted, loving messenger of judgment. And then Jeremiah, God's weak, unsuccessful, persecuted, loving, and vindicated messenger of judgment. And that kind of gave us an overview of the book of Jeremiah. What I want to do this time, right after we pray, what I want to do this time is to go into a little bit more detail on Jeremiah. I may do that this week and next week, and then we will go to Lamentations. Listen, we're not in any hurry. This is God's Word. We can take our time. Let's pray. Father, we're thankful for your Word. We're thankful for its truth, for the way it is a sword, and it cuts deep, and it allows us to see you and what you think about us and what you think about the world. It allows us to know truth. It allows us, your people, to have your Spirit interpret it to us. And so we praise you and we thank you for that. Father, you know everybody who's listening to this broadcast. You know the stuff that's really hard. You know the difficulties sometimes in just getting through a day. Father, you know the man who doesn't have a job and the woman who's a single mother and barely making it. Father, you know the broken hearts and the sleepless nights. You know it all. And so we come as a child would come to a very wise and very powerful Father. Meet us at the point of our needs, not because we're good. You told us we weren't, and we realize that, but because we're yours, bought and paid for by the blood of Jesus Christ. And Father, we praise you and we worship you because you're worthy of our praise and worship. And we lift this week of broadcasts before you and ask that you would oversee them, that you would apply it to our minds, that we might be thinking Christians to our hearts, that we might laugh, that we might be warm, keep us from being cold Christians. And then, Father, apply it to our feet that we might go out and live it. Forgive the one who teaches his sins, for they are many. We would see Jesus and him only, and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, if you were here at the very beginning of the broadcast, we opened the broadcast with what is known in the business as a teaser. A teaser is something to attract your attention so that you will listen to the broadcast. And I said that extremism, playing on a statement made a long time ago by Barry Goldwater, that extremism can be an asset if you're extreme about the right things. And I want you to know that Jeremiah is extreme, and we're going to talk about that at least this week, maybe a little into next week, as we use that as kind of an outline way to understand something about Jeremiah. And I want to start with a statement, then I want to show you where it comes from in Jeremiah, and this will help you understand the book of Jeremiah. Jeremiah is probably the most personal prophet of all the prophets. He had an extremely personal ministry. Now, I could go a lot of places in the book of Jeremiah and show you this, but if you have your Bible, open, if you will, to the 17th chapter of Jeremiah, and I'm going to start reading at the 14th verse of the 17th chapter of Jeremiah, where Jeremiah writes this: "Heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved. For you are my praise. Indeed, they say to me, 'Where is the word of the Lord? Let it come now.' As for me, I have not hurried away from being a shepherd who follows you, nor have I desired the woeful day. You know what came out of my lips. It was right here before you. Don't God be a terror to me. You are my hope in the day of my doom." Now let me show you something else. Flip over to the 15th chapter. Let me read just a couple of verses there, starting at the 15th verse. "O Lord, you know, remember me and visit me and take vengeance for me on my persecutors. Do not take me away in your long suffering. Know that for your sake I have suffered rebuke. Your words were found, and I ate them, and your word was to me the joy and rejoicing of my heart, for I am called by your name, O Lord of hosts." You say, wait, wait, wait. Jeremiah was a prophet of God. He sounds like a weenie. A prophet of God. He sounds like a man who's really insecure, who's not sure of his relationship with God, who doesn't have assurance of his salvation. Let me tell you something. And, of course, if you say, "I said this," I'll say you lied. But almost every great man or woman of God that you know is a child, warrior at heart, and scared to death. Let me say that again. Almost every man or woman of God that you can name is a scared warrior, a child at heart, with all kinds of insecurities. How do I know that? Because people who serve God do not speak as outsiders of the human race. I love the Bible for a lot of reasons. I was kidding earlier, if you were listening, about the book of Jeremiah being disorganized and his needing an editor. The truth is that the doctrine of inspiration suggests that God uses the personalities of the people to communicate his word without error in the scripture. That means that if Jeremiah was scared, you're going to see that. If he was disorganized, you're going to see that. If you're going to see a Greek that is not the most pristine Greek, you can go to the book of Revelation. The people who wrote those things are human beings just like you and just like me. Think of the Apostle Paul. He said to the Corinthians, "I despaired of life itself." Wait, 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 wait. What do you mean, Paul, you were despair? He says in Romans, "The good that I want to do, I can't do. And the evil I don't want to do, that's what I do. Oh, wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death?" And I could go on. We have the Bible that tells us the truth, and not only tells us the truth about the servants of God, we have a Bible that is quite honest about the servants of God. Now, is that an excuse? Of course not. Servants of God ought to be obedient, but they won't be obedient completely. They ought to be strong. But in the darkness, they're going to shake just the way you do. When Marshal Ney, who was Napoleon's sidekick, would go into battle, his legs would be shaking. And he would say, "Shake, will you? You would shake a lot more if you knew where I was going to take you today." And so it's very important, I think, and that's why we need to pray for our leaders, those who stand before God's people and teach and who seem to be very strong. They're not. I know a lot of those guys. I know a lot of those women, and they're scared just like you are, and they're afraid just like you are, and they wonder sometimes at 3 o'clock in the morning just the way you do, because we're all so very human. A very dear friend of mine at Christianity Today was doing the devotional there a number of years. It was after Jimmy and Jim did their big thing on television and blew it for the rest of us. It was awful. And he talked about how leaders had to be strong and we had to keep each other accountable. And Robbie was talking about these leaders, and he was given the devotional. Let me tell you what he said, and he said it over and over again. He said, pray for the strong, for they are very weak. That's not a bad idea. You hear this deep voice who sounds so strong. Pray for the strong, for they are very weak. You think about that. I'm in. Hey, listen, if you don't have our catalog listing, I'd love to send it to you. Now, this will tell you everything we have in our... You guys are always calling and saying, y'all have, and you won't have to do that anymore. You'll have the list, and you can call and order whatever you need. I'll send the catalog listing to you free. If you'd like to be a part of Key Life Tapes, we'll do that free. Get the magazine free or the booklet we're offering free. Just give us a call. 1-800-KEY-LIFE, or you can write Key Life, Post Office Box 5000, Maitland, Florida, 32794, or Key Life Canada, Post Office Box 32150, Cambridge, Ontario, N3H5N3. Or you can email us, steve@keylife.org, and ask for the catalog listing. We'll send it to you as long as supplies last. And listen, if you could help us financially, can we talk? I'd sleep a lot better if you'd be a lot more generous. And I know that not all of you are called to do that, but this is a very expensive ministry, and we don't have a slush fund. And I promise that we're efficient. We squeeze every dime. I promise. If I knew how to tell you better, I would. If you can help us, do send along a contribution. You can charge it on MasterCard, Visa, Discover Card. Include it in your envelope, and for any contribution of any size, when you request it, I'll send you the cassette teaching how to know that you know in. By the way, Key Life is a listener-supported production of Key Life Network.